All today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching in hour number three, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they would like to charge you for access to their websites. We do it for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Well, there's an absurd new law that was unfortunately passed here in the state of New Hampshire having to do with balloons. We'll get into that here in a few moments. But even more absurd is a story you've got, Mark, or certainly right up there with it, is someone who was punished pretty severely for an incident involving a push or a shove.
It's looking that way. From the Chicago Tribune, Paris, Texas. Public fair. It sort of goes into the background on this a little bit, but apparently a 14-year-old girl got 7 years in prison for pushing a hall monitor.
Whoa!
Pushing. Public fairgrounds in the small East Texas town look ordinary enough, like so many other well-worn county fair sites across the nation, unless you know the history of the place. There's no plaques or markers to note it, but several of the most notorious public lynchings of black Americans in the late 19th and early 20th centuries were staged the Paris, Texas fairgrounds, where thousands of white spectators would gather to watch and cheer as black men were dragged onto the scaffold, scalded with hot irons, finally burned or burned to death or hanged.
Well, that's horrible.
Yeah, it is pretty horrible. Brenda Cherry, a local civil rights activist, can see the fairgrounds from the front yard of her modest home in the heart of the black side of the starkly segregated town of 26,000. If the town's so bad for people that are black, why do they stay? I've always wondered.
Did it say it was bad for them now? I think it was talking about way in the past, right?
Oh, well, let me go on. And lately, Cherry says she's begun to wonder whether it's the racist legacy of those lynchings is rebounding in a place that calls itself the best little town in Texas. Some of the things that happen here would not happen if they were in Dallas or Houston, Cherry says. They happen because we're in this closed town. I compare it to the 1930s. There's the 19-year-old white man convicted last July of criminally negligent homicide for killing a 54-year-old black woman and her 3-year-old grandson with his truck, who was sentenced in Paris to probation and required to send an annual Christmas card to the victim's family.
What an insult.
Yeah, that's insulting. There are the Paris public schools, which are under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education after repeated complaints that administrators discipline black students more frequently and more harshly than they do white students.
Oh, my.
Then there is the case that most troubles Cherry and leaders of the Texas NAACP, involving a 14-year-old black freshman, Shaquanda Cotton, who shoved a hall monitor in Paris at Paris High School in a dispute over entering the building before the school day had officially begun.
Mm.
The youth had no prior arrest record, well, at 14, let's hope not, in the hall monitor. A 58-year-old teacher's aide was not seriously injured, but Shaquanda was tried in March 2006 in the town's juvenile court, convicted of assault on a public servant and sentenced by Lamar County Judge Chuck Superville to a prison sentence of up to 7 years until she turns 21. Excuse me.
Wow. You know, Mark, this isn't a race issue. This is a matter of government people are better than the rest of us.
Well, that is partially it, but I'd say race is involved in here to some extent.
She white, the old lady?
The way the story is written, yes.
Okay.
Just 3 months earlier.
Yes, there is a race. I was kidding about that.
Yes.
I mean, it's outrageous that a man could murder a couple of people and get probation, and this young lady shoves a person. There's no actual damage done beyond maybe a little bit of hurt feelings, and she's in prison for 7 years.
Yep. I'm not defending the shoving, but.
I'm not defending the shoving either, but when you compare it to the guy who
they have a really convincing
people.
Story here, and this is the Chicago Tribune. It's not some crappy little paper out of nowhere. Just 3 months earlier, Superville sentenced another 14-year-old girl, this one white, convicted of arson for burning down her family's home to probation. All Shaquanda did, this is the same judge, same age, guy. Same gender,
white
one got
black.
Probation.
Yep.
Shaquanda, all Shaquanda did was grab somebody, and she will be in jail for 5 or 6 years, said Gary Bledsoe, an Austin attorney who is president of the state NAACP.
Sounds like it's time to hang a judge to me.
Well, I don't know if that's... I don't think violence is going to solve this.
Yeah, I know.
It's like they're sending...
That's how I'd be feeling if I were them.
Yeah, I'm afraid that I would probably feel cheated, too. It's like they're sending a signal to black folks in Paris that you better stay in your place in this community, in the shadows, and intimidated. The Tribune generally does not identify criminal suspects younger than age 17, but is doing so in this case because the girl and her family have chosen to go public with their story.
Good for them.
None of the officials involved in Shaquanda's case, including the local prosecutor, the judge, and Paris school district administrators, would agree to speak about their handling of it, citing a court appeal underway.
Sure, sure. They always do that crap.
But why would they want to defend their own actions?
Right,
they don't have to. But the team's defenders...
Sure, you're paying them, but they don't have to.
Right. The teen's defenders assert that long before the September 2005 shoving incident, Paris school officials targeted Shaquanda for scrutiny because her mother had frequently accused school officials of racism. Retaliation alleged. Shaquanda started getting written up a lot after her mother became involved in a protest march in front of the school, said Sharon Rainerson, an attorney with Lone Star Legal Aid, who was representing Shaquanda during the challenges of several of the disciplinary citations she received. Some of the write-ups weren't fair to her or accurate, so we felt that we had to challenge each one to get the whole story. I'd like to say this is a sort of one-sided story, but it's that way for a reason. Because the officials...
They won't talk!
The officials refused to talk. And
I'd like to interject on that point. Here in Keene, we know Russell Canning, the publisher of the Keene Free Press, mm-hmm. and one of the ways that he is sort of approaching the news here in Keene is he allows the people to write their own news story.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're being oppressed by the government in some way, and right now there's an outrageous story about a man who's being held in so-called contempt of court because he won't reveal the locations, the whereabouts of his son, who happens to be with his wife in some other state. They fled the state because the government is persecuting them. There were some allegations 3 years ago of some child abuse going on, and this guy is being held in so-called contempt on what was originally a 30-day sentence, has been there for over 6 months now. And there's no sign of them ever planning on letting this man out until he gives the judge what he has demanded, and that is the whereabouts of his son, who is age 16 and fully capable of making his own decisions. And his son has already come out with a statement that says he was not being abused. But anyway, in this story, it's the same sort of situation where Russell Canning is allowing this family to tell their story, and Russell says, "Hey, if the government wants to say something about this, we'll publish that too." But they don't. They don't want to say anything. So it's going to look like one-sided news, and that's fine by him. He's got his paper open to where the government can comment.
Right.
The government could have a statement, but they don't want to. So it's just going to make them look worse and more tyrannical.
Among the write-ups that Shaquanda received, according to Reinerson, were citations for wearing a shirt.
Can't have that in school.
A skirt that was an inch too short, pouring too much paint into a cup.
Oh, I bet there aren't any teeny bopper white hoes wearing short skirts around that school. No, of course not. None of that going on.
I love this one. Pouring too much paint into a cup during art class. Defacing a desk, the school officials later conceded bore no signs of damage. Shaquanda's mother, Creola Cotton, does not dispute that her daughter can behave impulsively and was sometimes guilty of tardiness or speaking out of turn at school. Behaviors that she said were manifestations of Shaquanda's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, for which the teen was taking prescription medication. I don't even know. The fact is, some kids act out, and that's the way that is, and I don't think that we need to put them in jail.
Certainly not.
Nor does Shaquanda herself deny that she pushed the hall monitor after teacher's aide refused her permission to enter the school before the morning bell. Although Shaquanda maintains that she was supposed to have been allowed to visit the school nurse to take her medication, and that the teacher's aide pushed her first.
Hmm.
I wonder how that went, but either way. Cherry alleges that Shaquanda's frequent disciplinary write-ups and the insistence of school officials at her trial that she deserved prison rather than probation for the shoving incident fits in a larger pattern of systemic discrimination against black students in the Paris Independent School District. I'd say it certainly sounds that way. If you're talking about prison sentence for pushing somebody who received no injuries from
it... I believe it.
And you're talking about a school administrator? I mean, it's a hall monitor. But a hall monitor and a 14-year-old girl? Yeah. Like, you don't understand how to take care of kids.
Racism is alive and well in America, and this is a totally believable story. And it's very sad.
In the past 5 years, black parents have filed at least a dozen discrimination complaints against the school district with the Federal Education Department, asserting that their children, who constitute 40% of the district's nearly 4,000 students, were singled out for excessive discipline.
Here's an interesting question, and I doubt it's answered in the article, but if the students are 40% black, presumably the population's probably a good percentage black, what percentage of administrative bureaucrats are black? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma states. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, you just go get them. They're free at freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like a will, living trust, a corporation, or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
So we're talking about a disturbing story out of some little town in Texas.
Paris.
Or smallish city or whatever.
And you do know that if I was king that we would change the name of this town, right?
Right, because you don't like duplicate
counties. Nowhere in the world would there be two cities called the same thing.
What if it was? What if you just add an S onto the end of it, like Paris? Would that be different enough?
Or would be different enough.
Rules. Okay. So anyway, this is bad news. This town. It's apparently pretty divided on racial lines. This apparently back in history was where a number of the worst lynchings of black people ever happened in the history of America, if not Texas. And so it's a town with a pretty despicable past, and apparently still full of despicable racist individuals who, and I know there's racists on both sides, I'm sure. This particular story is about white racists attacking a young black girl who happened to get into a bit of a tizzy with the school crossing guard and, or one of the hall monitors or whatever, and she shoved the hall monitor,
right.
Which she admitted to doing. She, you know, that got into
I think
it.
That, I think that her punishment ought to fit her,
her crime
in this case, or, you know, the
which,
the
according
thing that she
to
did
the
wrong.
Judge, is 7 years in prison.
7 years in prison for pushing a 58-year-old hall monitor, a school official?
The same judge, the girl's 14, the same judge who, as you pointed out, sentenced another 14-year-old white girl to probation
mm-hmm.
for burning her parents' house down.
Yeah.
So, it seems like there's a big discrepancy there. Seems to me like you've got a serious problem with institutionalized racism amongst this particular town's government. And a lot of governments have this problem. It's just that this is an explicitly bad problem. So let's continue the story from the Chicago Tribune.
So regarding all of the black parents saying that that they've had a dozen discrimination complaints filed against the school district, an attorney for the school district, Dennis Eckelbaum, said that the education department had determined that all of the complaints were unfounded. The department has explained that the school district...
What's your color, complainant? Unfounded.
I don't think you have to make any guesses when the girl's name is Shaquanda. Explained that the school district has not and does not discriminate, and that the school district has been a leader and very progressive.
No, the district doesn't discriminate because there is no such thing as the school district. There are only the individuals who are running the school district. So it's fair to claim that the district doesn't discriminate. That's like saying the tree outside of my house doesn't discriminate. Okay. But the people who are running it, those individuals, absolutely, they're scumbags.
Well, I don't know for sure, but there's a lot of questions here. I mean, the idea of putting a 14-year-old girl in prison for 7 years
who
for
could
pushing somebody, it's nuts.
Who could support it? And they don't even want to defend themselves.
No.
They won't even comment on it.
No, but they will comment on the discrimination cases that have been logged against
the
school
district. Oh, yes, we're wonderful.
We're very progressive when it comes to race relations, and there's no validity to the allegations that have been made by the complainants.
Yes, they're progressing in that they're advancing the sentences of the people that they are attacking.
That's right. The sentences are progressively getting bigger.
Yes, it's going from 6 to 7 to 8 years.
But the federal investigations of the school district are not so clear. And they're not finished. In one 2004 finding, education department officials determined that black students at the Paris Middle School were being written up for disciplinary infractions more than twice as often as white students, and eight times as often in one category, class disruption. The education department asked the U.S. Justice Department to try to mediate disputes between black parents and the district, but the school officials pulled out of the process late last December before it was concluded.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know, but
we're
I can tell that
we're not satisfied
it's
with this mediation.
In September, in April 2006, the Education Department notified Paris school officials that is opening a new comprehensive review to determine whether the district discriminated against African American students on the basis of race between 2004 and 2006.
Now, we didn't discriminate on the basis of race. We just discriminated because we don't like them darkies.
Federal officials say that, my God, that investigation is still in progress. According to one veteran...
Right, so 10 years from now, we'll have an answer.
Right, that's what's going to happen. According to one veteran Paris teacher who asked not to be named for fear of retribution, such discrimination is widespread. There's a philosophy of giving white kids a break and coming down on black kids,
yep.
said a teacher who is white. Not everyone in Paris agrees, however, that blacks are treated unfairly by the city's institution. I've lived here all my life, and I don't see that, says Marianne Reed Fisher, one of two black members of the Paris City Council.
What?
My kids went to Paris
Uncle
High
Tom?
School, and they... Well, who knows? Who knows? I mean, what she's saying may be very true. Maybe she doesn't see it.
Wait, she's a member of what?
The Paris City Council.
She's a government person.
She is.
She's bought off. She's one of them.
My kids went to Paris High School, and they never had 1 minute of problem with the school system, the courts, or the police.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, Shaquanda, a first-time offender, remains something of an anomaly inside the Texas Youth Commission prison system, where officials say 95% of the 2,500 juveniles in their custody are chronic, serious offenders
yeah.
who already have exhausted county-level programs such as probation and
murderers.
Local treatment.
She's in there with murderers.
This is so nuts. I don't know whether this is widespread and rampant racism. It sounds that way to me, certainly from this article. There's some suspicious stuff going
totally.
On. But this sentence is nuts. It's off the chart crazy, okay? And they need to get that girl out of there. The Texas Youth Commission is reserved for those youths who are most violent and most habitual, said the commission spokesman. The whole concept of commitment until your 21st birthday should be recognized.
Well, she's a reoffender, Mark. She not only did she push the hall monitor, she also banged a couple of chalkboard erasers together recently.
That's right. She's dangerous. She was singing off-key in choir.
Do people even know what chalkboards are these days? That might have been way too obscure for our younger listeners.
Are there no chalkboards in school?
they got the whiteboards now.
Very interesting. I think we should go back to chalkboards. A concept of commitment until your 21st birthday should be recognized as a severe penalty. And that's why it's typically the last resort of the juvenile system in Texas.
And in this case,
inside the youth prison in Brownwood, where she has been incarcerated for the last 10 months. A prison currently at the center of the state scandal involving a guard who allegedly sexually abused teenage inmates.
That's never happened in prisons before.
Shaquanda, who is now 15, says she's not been doing well. She's tried to injure herself. First by scratching her face.
Aww.
Then by cutting her arm. The last time she said she copied a method she saw another young inmate try, knotting a sweater around her neck and yanking it so tight she couldn't breathe.
Oh, man.
The guards noticed her sprawled inside in her cell before it was too late. Just to make it clear, yes, that's how inmates kill themselves. They rip a piece off of the end of the bunk, the end of their sheet, and it doesn't have to be very long,
mm-hmm.
4 feet. The end of a twin size sheet's going to be 4 feet, maybe 3.5 feet. Essentially, what you have is a string there. It's sort of bound up, and you can use it to tie a noose around your neck. And all you have to do is tighten it up, and it cuts the blood flow off to your brain. You just pull it tight,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Tick-tock. 800-259-9231. Have you had any experience with institutionalized racism like this? Just this despicable hatred all over the place, the places you live or have lived. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up a new one. Free number 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the different features there. You'll find that they're completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com? That is shrine.freetalklive.com. It's been, you know, it's sort of like an ebb and flow with the Shrine submissions. They come in a rush, and then they go away for a while. I just posted two last week. I'm going to have another two to post this weekend.
Exciting.
So, yes, very exciting. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, by the way. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're talking about a very disturbing story, but yet a very believable story about a small town called Paris, Texas. I don't know, maybe it's a small city. But anyway, there's a significant racial divide in this particular town. A lot of people are feeling some severe racism from the side of the government, as far as, you know, there are certain racists who are in positions of power.
That's the claim.
And they are utilizing their positions of power in order to exact their hatred on members of the African-American community, the black community there. And it's really a despicable story about a young lady who's 14, and she was going to the government high school. She got into a little bit of trouble with one of the hall monitors, a 58-year-old white woman, who she shoved. She pushed. And normally that might be something that would get you detention, maybe a, I don't know, picking up trash around the schoolyard or something like that. And in her case, though, it got her 7 years in prison. And she hadn't really had any real detention-related issues before this. She hadn't really been a bad kid, per se. So what was the reason for this, especially when the same judge who gave her 7 years in prison also sentenced a 14-year-old white girl to probation for burning a house down? So it's very clear to me that there's a serious racist problem here in there in Paris, Texas. And we were just getting to the end of the story, and I thought, even though it was just like less than a paragraph, I thought it was worth reading, Mark. Just a few quotes from this young lady who's now 15, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in the juvie system there in jail for 10 months, and she's already tried to kill herself.
It looks that way. She's certainly trying to harm herself.
And what does she have to say?
She said she tried to harm herself out of depression, desperation and fear of the hardened young thieves, robbers, sex offenders and parole violators all around her, whom she must try to avoid each day. I get paranoid when I get around some of these girls, Shaquanda said. Sometimes I feel like I just can't do this no more, that I can't survive this.
Wow.
So,
yeah, this is really going to help her get better. Time spent around people like that.
Yeah.
And so I want to know if you've had any sort of experience with this institutionalized racism, these racists who get their hands on power. This is yet another reason we don't need government around. I mean, getting rid of government, getting government out of our lives as much as possible would give people like these scumbags that sentenced this girl to seven years in prison, would give them a whole lot less to work with. Then they could just hate on their own. They could hate on their own and, you know, institute hate at their workplaces. If they happen to be business owners, they could, for instance, not allow the people they don't like, whether they be white or black or orange or whatever, not allow them to come into their place of business. But that would be the extent of their reach. That would be the extent of how they could affect people's lives, unless they actually went out and started harming others, in which case they'd eventually come up against somebody who wanted to defend themselves and hurt them back. That would really go a long way, I think, to disempowering scumbags like the judge that sentenced this poor girl.
Well, it seems obvious to me that she's been sentenced improperly, and something needs to be done. This is terrible.
Well, all we can do, unfortunately, is take your phone calls. So let's go to the phones and talk to Alex in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, the reason I called was just to make an observation that I've been... this is over the years. I've been seeing all these other different things taking place. And personally, I have nothing against really any race whatsoever, but it's just a simple observation. I mean, every time something bad happens to a certain community, and I've noticed predominantly with the black community, let's say the Aunt Jemima case when they sued because Aunt Jemima looked too much like a slave, I guess. And, I don't understand. They constantly complain. It seems as if the African American community wants more rights than the other citizens of the United States because they feel they're owed something for slavery. I think I read an article about West
Virginia.
I
don't think it's fair for you to blanket the entire black population of America with one statement like that.
It's a certain group of people.
I mean, that's like saying that all white people want to pass laws against pornography because some of the Christian fundamentalists that are out there talking on television sets happen to be white. I mean,
I'm sorry for blanketing the whole African American community, but there are certain groups in that community that are just perpetuating this so-called hatred, and it's
I would agree with you, Alex, that is happening. But the reason that they're able to do that is because they aren't just talking about something that doesn't exist. If black people were talking about aliens, nobody would believe them. But what they're talking about is something that's happening.
Hold on, and also I read an article about West Virginia issuing a state apology for slavery. Now, that happened almost a century ago. Half a century ago. What do you want us to do? What do you want regular people to do about slavery?
It's an apology. That's all. West Virginia was around. You weren't, Alex.
Let me point something out. This is a real quick statement. Let me point something out. If they're so sorry about slavery, Why don't you have the big tobacco companies and cotton companies that profited off slavery to give all the money that they profited back? That's not going to happen. They don't want to give all the money back. We're not that sorry. You know what I mean? That's the kind of attitude they take. They're sorry, but they're not that sorry.
I understand.
Who's taking that attitude?
I don't know that any of the tobacco companies are around from 1850. I just, those companies are now populated by different people.
They had slaves plowing their fields and everything else. They didn't build the company off of salaried employees.
I'm telling you that I don't know that any of those companies are still in existence. And, those companies are now populated by different people. The stock is owned by a bunch of different people. And to take money from those people, had the government forced those companies to give over money, doesn't really seem fair to me.
A recent example, sir, is the movie Black Snake Moan. Now, if you were to go to a movie theater, you would see the prop. I know the movie has nothing to do with any of that, but the prop has a black man with a white woman chained up. Now, let's put it in reverse. What if a white man had a black woman chained up? Could you imagine the uproar?
Wait, I don't understand. I don't know what movie you're talking about.
and those kind of things. And I would tell you, and I would agree with you, there are some things that are unfair in the characterization of black people and white people in America.
I think what's unfair is Alex's characterization, acting as though that this is a problem that afflicts this the issue of some people complaining about not getting reparations and that sort of thing, that it afflicts the entire black community, and that's just entirely unfair. It's a minority of people within the black community that are just yelling the loudest, just as it is with the Christian coalitions and all the various different people that get attention in the white community.
It seems as if you're just trying to sit there and defend them. I'm trying to give you a realistic
befriend
view.
Who?
Them,
befriend
of course.
Who? Who's them, sir?
Look, I'm trying to give you a realistic view. I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm trying to... Okay.
Who am I befriending? When you say them, what are you talking about?
For instance... Look, you're trying to put me in the corner where everyone's going to come in and bash on me, but that's not going to happen, so... For instance, like I'm saying, that movie Black Snake Moan, you go to the movie theater, look at the prop. It's a black man with a white woman on a chain. Let's say if there was a white man and then had a black woman on the chain.
What is this movie?
I guarantee the black community would be screaming racism. I mean,
what is the black community, dude? I mean, what do you mean by that? The black community. There's no such thing as the community. There are only individuals. So the fact that you keep trying to group black people together says to me that you're a racist. That's all. That's what it tells me.
What you're saying sounds nice in theory.
Hold on there, buddy. 800-259-9231. Because first of all, can you pull up this movie, this Black Snake Mountain? Is it even a theatrical release?
I believe it is. I'm working on it. I'm trying to find this thing that he's
talking
about.
More on the way. We'll see what this guy's all about. It's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, that's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Enjoy them there because they're on us. We do also invite you to voluntarily support the show by voting for us. We need your votes to stay as the number one podcast in the world. There are about 30,000 podcasts out there. We're number one, according to PodcastAlley.com, but we're only number one thanks to those of you who have gone and voted for us this month. It's a monthly process, meaning we only need your help once in a one-month period of time. So if you've yet to go to vote.freetalklive.com, please take the time out. It takes you less than a minute. Do it for us, because it makes a big difference. Us being the number one show means more people coming across Free Talk Live, meaning more people discovering the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's even somewhat important to you, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Your votes really are making a difference. And ask some friends or some family members to vote as well. We might just be able to pull it out this month. We've got about a week left. We've been number one all month long.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do it with your help at vote.freetalklive.com. Well, surprise, surprise, Mark. Our boy Alex, who had called in,
oh, man.
He dropped off the line during the break there. Yes, things got a little too hot in the kitchen there, huh, Alex?
I kind of understand where he's coming from.
No, I have. I sort of understand where he's coming from, and I think that either Alex is a racist, or he's a collectivist, or both. And well, the reason I say that is because he got on the air and started just making blanket statement after blanket statement. We're talking about this issue from down in Paris, Texas, where a young a teenage black girl has been sentenced to seven years in prison
right.
for pushing a hall monitor at her school. There's obvious institutionalized racism going on, and Alex calls in to complain because some individuals in the black so-called community, some black individuals, are still concerned over the whole slavery thing. They want reparations. All they do is complain about that. But yet he, for some reason, continues to apply the opinions of those few individuals to every single black person in America, using terms like the black community. And that's a collectivist brainwashed problem.
Wait.
So either he is really racist, or he just can't separate himself from the understanding of, okay, Alex, there are individuals who have these beliefs, and they're out there getting on news programs and complaining about how they want reparations and all that. They're individuals. They only represent themselves. They do not represent every other black person in America.
Well, they do sort of present themselves as representing the black community.
But they don't. Okay, I
understand.
I get
what you're saying.
At.
Yes, they don't.
Anybody with a brain in their head should be able to understand that Jesse Jackson doesn't speak for every black person in America. I doubt he even speaks for 10% of them.
Maybe 10%.
So that's a serious problem that that this gentleman had, is being unable to separate himself from this collectivist mentality, the idea that just because some black people say something he doesn't like, that all black people must think the same way. So either a collectivist or a racist or both.
Oh, I would agree with you that you certainly can't lump some black people in with all black people in with some black people. But there's sort of this loud minority in the black community that stirs things up and makes problems. Most black people in America, middle class folks, go to work every day, do the right thing. We're not talking about them. There's a crime. There's a crime issue in the black community that. It's difficult to ignore. Of anybody that you know or have met, I've got a right to be a racist. I spent 8.5 years in prison, and I was a minority. It was one for every four there. One white guy for every four for four others. Sometimes.
But you're not a racist.
But I'm not. No.
You had friends who were black in prison.
I did, but I sort of had this funny little way of doing it. Like I was somewhat racist because I would see problems in the black community. I would lump them all together like he did. But I would also realize, hey, some black people are great and I like them. So I was able to petition in my mind, do you see? Like, there's the black people I like, and then there's the rest of those black people. And it's a strange thing I decided, you know what, I'm not going to classify all black people under this same umbrella, because it's just not fair.
It's not fair. It's like saying that all white people are the same. I mean, there's
different places.
Right. And it's like saying that just because Ralph Reed or Pat Robertson gets on the air and starts spouting off at the mouth about how he hates pornography, that all white people must hate pornography and be Christian fundamentalists. I mean, it's crazy.
I would say that the biggest problem facing the black community is government intervention. Living on the dole. You know, what they end up doing is living on the living at the poorest extremes of society. They're never going to make it anywhere if welfare continues, if generation after generation continues to get free money from the government. They're not going to want to make any more money because
that's a problem with poor whites as well.
There are plenty of poor whites
on welfare,
absolutely
too.
Absolutely true.
Let's go to the phones. It's Monica in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Monica.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
The conversation has kind of branched off since I called in, but I am a senior political science economics student at the University of Houston, and I also write for the Daily Cougar here, which is like the campus newspaper.
Okay.
And I reviewed Black Snake Moon.
Oh, did you?
Oddly enough, yes.
Now, I've been looking online here, and it doesn't seem to be terribly racist to me, but go ahead.
Yeah, I have to wonder if Alex even saw the movie. I mean,
no, I think he saw a picture of Samuel L. Jackson dressed up like an old black man in a dirty T-shirt holding a Christina Ricci on a chain.
Right, right. Which was an intentionally stark picture. I mean, they were going with the whole graphic arts approach.
Mm-hmm.
I think, actually, that movie poster was based off of earlier prejudices in movies in the 1950s. So it's not, it's satire.
Yeah, I would say it is. I mean, it looks like he's essentially kidnapped her in some manner or another.
Apparently, according to the plot, she's a nymphomaniac, and he's trying to cure her of her affliction.
Oh, God.
Right, right. I mean, it sounds kind of seedy, but I guess I went in with a consciously neutral attitude, because I heard the propaganda before it came out. You know, everyone was up in arms about the poster itself, and I was like, everyone else is thinking this, and I just kind of paused and thought it would be better to go in with no agenda, right?
Right.
But anyway, I was actually calling because I am so thankful I moved to this city. It's really diverse, and one of my neighbors, her mother is a single black woman. And she works her ass off, right? And sometimes she lets me, like, take her out for outings and stuff. And I took her to the zoo the other day, but I didn't really realize how lucky I was to have that experience.
How's that?
Until I heard this. It's outrageous. I can't believe there are people in this world that still think like that.
Like Alex, you mean, the last caller?
No, like the people in Paris, Texas.
Right. I gotcha. Well, now let me ask you this. Okay, you've had time to spend with an elderly. How old is she? Would you say?
She's 12.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said she was a mother. Okay.
Yeah, I got that impression too.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
Young girl. Okay.
Ashley to the zoo.
But you've been around her mom. I mean, does her mom make a habit of complaining about Whitey? Does her mom make a habit about complaining about how she isn't getting reparations? All these things.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Because her mom is a beautiful, professional woman. It's crazy. I mean,
right, because most people are just people, and they're concerned with getting on in their own lives, and they aren't reliant on the state, and they aren't out there demanding welfare. It's only certain people that are doing that, and to paint everybody with a broad brush is absolutely either ignorance or racism, or one or the other.
Absolutely. If someone is either human or they're black, and one is racist and the other is not.
Thank you, Monica. Nice hearing from you, and thank you for the call. Send us a picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners. That'd be awesome. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You know, the whole idea of a black community separates it from a white community. You don't hear a great deal about the Italian community or the Irish community.
How about the woman community?
Well, I guess you don't hear about them at all. They're pretty well integrated. The point I'm trying to make there was a time that the Irish community, the Italian community, even the Greek community were very separated and insular in the United States. But, you know, we allowed them to integrate. The problem is that the blacks integrating in the 60s sort of integrated later because of, you know, racism and that kind of thing in the South and sort of the forced integration that went on. It's the welfare that's kept them from integrating as seamlessly as the Italians or the Irish or the Greeks have. And I just, you know, in most cases, it's just the difference in the amount of melanin in their skin.
That's it. And that's all.
Yep.
Their skin developed in a different fashion. It evolved in a different way. They, I think the theory is because they were in a hotter climate, more sunlight, the pigmentation is more protection from that sort of thing. That's it. That's all.
My best friend Julian is like half black, half white, and he's so pale that he burns more quickly than I do.
All right. We are done for tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Yes. People are just people. They should be treated on an individual basis and judged based on what they say and do individually. Please stop putting them in groups. It's a weakness that we have as individuals. More on the way. Tomorrow night, join us online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now, you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.